Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn, our old friend Roberta Fasanelli joining us, Ken Kessler and myself, Rich McFadden here with you, and in Doug's place, he will be back tomorrow morning. He just reached home last night back on the farm after his traumatic trip with his little friend Charlotte passing away, so he's got her back home on the farm and is going to be taking care of business today and will be back with us tomorrow. If you want to leave him a note, condolences, or just say hi, you can do that at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can send them an email at Doug@DougSteffens.com. Until then, we're kind of on top of what's going on around the country, and right now it looks like a little bit of wild weather in the mid part of the country, and we get that about this time of year, and Roberta is our resident weather person and can tell us what's happening in the middle of the country there, Roberta.
Yeah, some really severe weather, and it stretches all the way from Texas up to the Great Lakes. In fact, yesterday we saw 8 tornadoes in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. Today, oh, my goodness, there is severe weather and tornado watches out from Dallas to Little Rock to St. Louis, Memphis, Chicago. And then going into tonight as this storm moves east, we're looking at Detroit, Indianapolis, Memphis, Little Rock, and Shreveport, Louisiana also. So this is some nasty, nasty weather. And just to the east of all of this severe weather and thunderstorms, we have more thunderstorms, not as severe. You're not going to see tornadoes with these thunderstorms, but you're still going to see thunderstorms, you know, going into Georgia and into the Virginias and also along the Atlantic seaboard in the middle part of the country there. So
look at that map.
Huge, huge swath of just
here's the headline on the weather on weather.com. Destructive storm threat for 95 million people.
Well, think about all the people that live in that area.
Sure. Here's the crazy thing, though. Look at this. This thing swoops down from the north and then goes east. Jennifer and Ken,
south.
East and south. Kennifer and Jen over on the west coast, there is nothing over there. It's just like the weather map.
Kennifer, like we got married.
Kennifer.
Yes, Kennifer.
Like it.
Kennifer.
It's blank.
That's nice.
Your weather map. Beautiful, beautiful weather.
It is totally blank.
And east of the Mississippi, hooey.
Yeah, get ready for the wild weather.
And it's going to continue into Friday, actually. It's like 3 days of just like some really nasty weather.
I'm looking at Washington, D.C., where I'm sitting right now, and all I see is lightning bolts.
Right now?
The map.
Coming in, yeah.
So
you're going to see a lot of, you're not going to see tornadoes, but you're going to see a lot of rain, a lot of thunder.
We don't get too much of that wild activity here. All right, so if you're in the storm's path, which everybody east of the Mississippi, all of us, we're going to be keeping an eye to the sky today, so check that out. So we've all heard wild stories about the TSA and things that they pick up and keep. You know, your pocket knives,
you're supposed to throw those out.
Right.
They're technically supposed to throw those out.
Right.
But,
they sell it all. They sell it all.
Yeah,
they've got my son's iPod. He lost it last year, so they've got that, too. but it's all these crazy things. But one of the things you don't think about is the pocket change that you take out when you go through.
And you put in that little bowl.
You put it in a little bowl.
They have to x-ray your quarters.
How many of you forget about that change because you're so worried about your suitcase with your computer in it or whatnot?
Right.
So, Roberta's found how much that adds up to every year. Every time somebody leaves one of those little bowls full of change left.
Well, let's go back a little bit and say in 2008, travelers left $383,000.
That's $383,000.
That's in 2008. Last year, they left $638,000. And that was in 2013. And last year, 2014, you get this? $675,000 in pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters. Think about the sheer mess. You know, I have one of those 5 gallon water buckets, you know, those the water holders, and I throw change in it. And just to get $500 in change, that's almost the whole thing full of change. That's, you know,
so are you
how
saying
much
that
the
weighs? TSA actually has big sparklet bottles like in their break room?
Yes, and absolutely.
Like, oh, wait, not some more.
That's the question. What do they do with all this money?
Well,
I mean, and how do they handle it?
Anytime we talk about the government, where they assess fines, where they confiscate goods, confiscate cash, where does that cash go?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
They give it. They're like, oh, if we save up $600,000, we can have just the coolest holiday party ever, guys. Just keep keeping it for the holiday party.
You know that's where it's going.
They say if left unclaimed, loose change is documented and turned into the TSA financial office.
Well,
and in 2005, Congress gave the agency the ability to use the forgotten money to help fund security operations.
It's beer money for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
We all know what's going on. Hey, everybody, right now, take your radio with you, but run to your refrigerator, open it up, and see if you have any hummus in
you
there.
You totally do, and it's Sabra, which is like the most common.
Oh, Sabra, really?
Yes.
I have that.
Of course, everybody does. It's delicious and the most common brand of hummus, I would imagine. Sabra Dipping Company is recalling 30,000 cases of hummus due to possible contamination with everybody's favorite disease and bacteria, Listeria.
Oh, yay!
Everybody loves Listeria. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has called for a recall now. It's voluntary. So far, no illnesses have been caused by the hummus, but there is this potential for contamination, which was discovered when a routine random sample collected at a Michigan store tested positive on March 30th for Listeria. The FDA gave out a list of products in the recall, and you know we probably should post those on our Facebook page because there's a lot of them. There's classic hummus, the classic hummus without garnish, the classic hummus six pack, the garlic hummus. So we'll put those up on our Facebook page from the FDA, the ones that are affected.
And in the trending box on GoodDay.com.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm wondering about? There's been a lot of stomach ailments going around New York City, and I just visited my mother-in-law at the rehab center she's in for older people, and there's stomach illnesses going around there. You know, considering how popular hummus is, you're beginning to wonder, okay, is this being caused by the hummus?
They just had a hummus party at the retirement home, and now it's going around, right?
I don't know.
All right,
well,
so if you have it, high fever, headache, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, and it can cause miscarriages if you're pregnant.
Go to DougStefan.com and check the trending box. Ken will post it up there and on our Facebook page just to let you know if you should be throwing out or returning your hummus. Dr. Ken will let us know what happens if we eat some bad hummus coming up at 14 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com. Rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feast in on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Every week at this time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, who brings you up to speed on all the medical news that's going on and what's happening. Dr. Ken, Randy Newman would be very happy because his song Short People, I'm sure, is getting used all over the place today because they turn out to be at bigger risk for heart disease.
Exactly. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. This week, Richie, clogged heart arteries is the most common cause of early death worldwide. Short people face a greater lifetime risk of clogged arteries to the heart. The higher risk is primarily due to a variety of genes that influence whether a person is tall or short, and not potentially contributing factors like poverty or poor nutrition. The more height-increasing genetic variants that you carry, the lower your risk of coronary heart disease.
Unbelievable. Okay. Stroke patients may face increased risk of suicide. Why would that be?
Medical Journal Neurology, stroke patients, Rich, are at significantly increased risk of suicide, especially during the first 2 years following the brain attack. Risk factors linked to increased suicide risk among stroke patients include being younger than 55, being male, living alone, having severe stroke-related disabilities, and depression. People who have had a stroke definitely need psychological and social support.
Okay. Untested stimulants found in many dietary supplements?
Yes, this is about a product called BM as in Mary, PEA. Look for it. It's out of Drug Testing and Analysis, the medical journal. So look closely at the labels of your supplements. We've discovered an amphetamine-like stimulant in many dietary supplements. The stimulant, it's known as, it's a mouthful, beta-methylphenylethylamine, or BMPEA, and it's found in supplements that contain acacia, rigidula. The supplements are mainly used to improve performance, enhance cognitive function, and improve weight loss. Be careful about getting ill from such sports and weight loss supplements, as they might contain undisclosed stimulants such as BMPEA. No one should take BMPEA.
As a doctor, do you suggest or recommend to anybody that they take any kind of dietary supplements? Are there any healthy dietaries? Don't most of them have some kind of stimulant in them to help you kind of increase your metabolism to help you lose weight?
If they have that, you want to run away from them.
All right.
You want to know what's in them before you take them. And the problem is there are undisclosed products. So I would not take any undisclosed stimulant.
Here's let me see if I'm reading this right. A terminally ill man is said to be the first to undergo the world's first full head transplant. I said head transplant.
Well, you know, when I was in medical school many years ago, we used to dream about transplanting the head, and the big debate was, you know,
it's like Frankenstein.
Exactly. Are you transplanting the brain or are you transplanting the body? Valerie Sprodanoff says he's ready to put his trust in Dr. Sergio Canavero, and it might be Dr. Frankenstein. This 30-year-old computer scientist was born with Werding-Hoffmann disease. This is a horrible genetic muscle wasting disorder that has left him seriously disabled since birth. The new body would be taken from a brain-dead donor. So is this a head transplant or a body transplant? But 2016 is the target for such an operation, I think, is pure fantasy. We don't know how to reconnect the spinal cord yet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you can be seeing this a lot on the
internet. But you know what?
They're talking about it. I think it's pure fantasy.
In 100 years, we might be going,
I'm not saying we'll never do this, but this Russian doctor is saying he's going to do it next year. I don't. No one believes it.
Can you imagine the fun Bruce Jenner would have with that?
Bruce Jenner can
have a new face.
Yeah.
I want Kim Kardashian's body.
Oof. All right, so when you open every single one of our medicine chest, you will see one thing in common. We all have Super Beats in there. That is the new supplement that we have found. And I will tell you, I have taken lots of supplements, and none of them do I go, wow, I can actually see and feel the difference. And that's because of the nutrition gold mine and antioxidants that come in Super Beats, Dr. Kent.
Exactly. This is a supplement that I love. It's safe. It's effective. It has good science behind it. It's nothing like what we were just talking about. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for all these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance.
All right, so if you want more energy and you want to feel better, check out Super Beats by calling 1-800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183 or check it out at DougLikesBeats.com. 21 past the hour. Doug Stephens, good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Oh yeah.
23 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. And this is your Barry Manilow update because Jennifer loves
the Manilow medley.
Six.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair. Tell us, Barry!
Who could ask for more, Jennifer?
Woo! Nothing better than this song. White men everywhere, dancing in the street. Finest Latin beat ever. Get ready.
They fell in love.
No.
They fell in love. Who fell in love?
They did. Lola the showgirl.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was going to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. And when she finished, he called her over.
Come here.
So went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar and then the punches flew and chairs were smashed in two.
This is like West Side Story, all in like a little disco song, yeah?
Who shot who? Storytelling here is so dramatic.
Should have won an
What's
Oscar.
What's going to happen?
This song should have won an Oscar.
How does it end?
With music and passion. All of us are passionate. At the Copa.
Yes, she did.
All right, so bring us the update on Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow did not lose his love. Now, I have to, can I just make an admission here? I feel so stupid because I live in the big city. I usually have really good gaydar. I don't know if it's just because I have never thought about it, because in looking at him, this is a clear, obvious ding, ding, ding. But apparently, Barry Manilow has gotten married, guys. And to who, you want to know?
Who?
Gary Keefe.
Gary Keefe is?
It's manager, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
long-time
really?
Manager. They got married in a private ceremony last year, but just coming out in People magazine this week. Now, Barry Manilow was married before to a nice lady named Susan Dexler, who's probably like me going, man, I should have known. In 1966, after a two-year marriage, Barry Manilow decided to marry Gary Keefe in front of a group of about 50 friends late last year. People magazine reports that the ceremony was a surprise, and the group had been told they were being invited to Manilow's Palm Springs estate just for lunch. Well, guess what was on the menu, guys? Barry Manilow has been seen wearing a wedding band on his wedding finger. Some fans took the reports badly, with one commenting on his website, quote, Barry would not marry a man, and that is definite. He loves ladies. I think that was from Doug Steffen, actually.
However,
most people were supportive, you know, so there you go.
Hey, Jennifer is usually very good at this.
Yes.
I'll name a name, and she'll go straight. Okay,
totally.
Straight.
Okay.
She can totally pick him out. How you missed this one. It seems like ever since he bopped into that wall and broke his nose and then had kind of the reconstruction and his hair is a little different and like
he sort of looks like a cat and a turtle had babies.
Oh.
That's sort of what he looks like right now with his new facial.
I can't get, the hair and the nose.
His face is definitely a turtle, but then he's got that cat hair. So I'm kind of thinking it's like a cat
the
and a
face
turtle
of
baby.
A turtle?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He does.
Totally.
Yeah, you're right. He does kind of look like a turtle.
Have you ever
face.
Seen the tortoise and the hare? He looks like this.
Barry, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Right.
You know, they're always like, oh, who's your doppelganger? Oh, the tortoise from the tortoise.
The
and
hair is totally 100% fake. He's had something done with his cheeks. I mean, he's had some work all over the place. I'm looking at...
You know who likes him? Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Jenner loves
absolutely.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the Joan Rivers of gay guys.
Sort of, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just Google Barry Manilow and then click on images, and you will see what a dramatic difference there's been in the last 20 years. All right, so there's your Barry Manilow update at 28 past the hour. Next up is a good day.
Hiring caregivers is so expensive that many people can't afford it, so loved ones have to do it themselves. AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
One of the most common questions I get is, how can I get paid to take care of my family member? Generally, for most people, it's just a matter of survival. Not many people can afford to not work while they're taking care of a loved one. But there are some sources of income that can help pay for caregivers. One are veterans benefits. Veterans who were in active duty during wartime and meet all the other asset and expense requirements may be able to get something called veterans aid in attendance and housebound benefits.
In some states, Medicaid will pay family caregivers who provide care at home, but Medicare does not. It pays for short-term physical and occupational therapy. Another option is long-term care insurance if the policy covers home care, but some plans only cover assisted living and skilled nursing and pay agencies directly. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at gorgeous hand-scraped bamboo. It's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust for quality hardwood. See the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day, with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, our friend Roberta Fasanelli joining us, and Rich McFadden here with you going through what's going on today. A little Dougie update, he is back on the farm by now, got Charlotte back up there yesterday, so I'm sure he's just kind of getting situated in Boston, on the farm, figuring out what's next for him, without his little doggie by his side. Sounded good yesterday when I talked to him a couple of times, and he'll be with us tomorrow, so here we are. Someone not having a good day and should not be having a good day is Officer Michael Slager. He's 5 years with the North Charleston Police Department, and it tragically came to an end because he stupidly, instead of chasing someone to apprehend them, decided to be the lazy guy, pull out his gun, and plug him 8 times in the back.
And, of course, now all the stories are coming out, Rich, about what kind of guy he was prior to the incident, right? Was he a good guy? Did he have a stellar record? Was his record not so good? Well, an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Mario Givens, a colleague of his, recounted how he was awakened before dawn one morning in September 2013 by a loud banging on the front door of his family's North Charleston home. On his front porch was Michael Slager, who's now being charged with the shooting death of Walter Scott following this traffic stop. And apparently he was in trouble because he had an altercation with another black man, I guess. Givens, this friend of his, also black, said he cracked open the door after the banging and asked the officer what he wanted. He said he wanted to come in, but he didn't say why. He never said who he was looking for. Then, without warning, Michael Slager pushed open the door and said, come outside or I'll tase you. He recalled the officer saying as he burst in, I didn't want that to happen to me, so I raised my arms over my head, and when I did, he tased me anyway in the stomach. He said the pain from the stun gun was so intense that he dropped to the floor, began calling for his mother, who was also in the home, and at that point, he said another police officer came into the house. They dragged him outside, threw him to the ground, and was handcuffed and put in the back of a squad car. So this is, he's had other altercations in the past with the black people in the community in which he serves. So I don't know if this means that this was a racially motivated attack, if this was under training. I think we'll probably never know that. But these stories will start coming out. And, you know, if from the standpoint that they're trying to get a jury to give him a fair trial, this is going to be tough for him if these stories continue to roll his way.
This is going to give the Justice Department exactly what they've been looking for. And they're right in this case that this guy was not trained well. This guy, obviously, his brain just disconnected and did not think one bit what he was doing when he came upon this altercation. And we're supposed to find out today, or hopefully see today, the video that precurses the video that we all have seen.
The one that was on his car.
The dash cam. Yeah, should be coming out today. We'll see. I cannot imagine anything that changes what we've seen or what we all think about this.
I would imagine the police department has seen this many times, and they would have not filed charges against him if this gave him, if there was any indication that this was what he should have done.
True. You've got to think that they had access to that dash cam footage immediately, and that's why they immediately charged him with murder and immediately put him in jail.
Can I ask you a question?
And fired him.
Where's Al Sharpton during all of this?
That's a good question.
He was very loud and present in Ferguson. He was loud and present with Eric Garner.
He should be here.
Here is somewhere where there's actually, like, you know, going through a process where they've actually arrested a suspect, and he's nowhere to be found. So the question is, why? Where?
Well, you know why? Because Charleston is doing all the right things. They've seen this over the last couple of years. And they go, wait a minute. Yeah. This one, we are absolutely culpable. We have to get on this and get
there's
on
no
it
No defending
quick.
This dude.
So there's been protests, but they've all been peaceful. There's none of this Ferguson lighting our whole city on fire. Anything like that. It's all been peaceful protests. The mayor's on top of it. The chief of police is on top of it. The chief of police says, I watched the video once. I was disgusted. I have not watched it again. But here's a weird twist on this story. Slager's wife, 8 months pregnant.
No.
That's what I mean. Like, I can't imagine that you, when you're in that position, I mean, there's so many great police officers and law enforcement out there that, you know, they do the right thing, and they have lives aside from their job. They have families. They have kids. How in that moment did he make the decision, you know, instead of running after the guy?
And to shoot 8 times.
Yeah, 8 times.
I mean, you could have shot in the legs. It just...
Well, they're trained to shoot at the body, you know, to shoot
center
at legs.
Mass.
And, yeah, center mass.
You got somebody coming at you. You're trained to take them down.
You have someone running away from you.
You have somebody running away from you. You're supposed to chase them on foot.
And the same thing with a taser. I mean, if you get tased, I mean, it would seem that the normal reaction would be to try to, like, get it away from you. So they said that he grabbed for the taser, because he wanted to get it away from him.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you think?
Regardless, I don't care what the guy did. When someone is running away from you, you cannot just pull your gun and just
I'm not trying to make this guy a hero either.
I mean, look, he was guilty of running away. I'm always on this soapbox. People in this country need to be told how to be arrested so that they don't get into situations like this.
But
that doesn't protect this guy. I mean, he should. You chase them. I mean, how many times have we seen this? This is what you're trained to do.
You are
take
a
off.
Deadbeat dad. All right, which is what this guy, Mr. Scott, was. He was a deadbeat. Had been arrested several times for being a deadbeat dad. He's not the kind of guy who is going to go, okay, officer, I fully comply with the law, because he doesn't. But it's a horrible situation. It's horrible. So, but if, apparently, it looks like the city of Charleston will pay for the wife's insurance until the baby is born. And then I guess they drop her.
Well, that's only another month, so I guess.
Right.
You're talking health insurance.
Health insurance.
That's fair. Imagine her position right now. I mean, she is a victim in this as well.
Yeah.
I mean, to be a mom and have a baby on the way and have your husband in jail facing murder charges, life in prison, that's crazy. I mean, she is just as much a victim as anybody else.
Now we're going to find out whether this guy is a monster And, I mean, stories are starting to come out, you know, where he's had previous altercations, or whether he was just stupid.
Yep.
Both.
Or both. Both, possibly. All right, so a lot of emotion in that thing. Doug's going through a lot of emotional things right now with losing his little buddy Charlotte. Dr. Joy will join us in just a couple of minutes. And
grieving with Dr. Joy.
Yeah, well, grieving, how do we, you know, you've got all these situations in the news. How do you handle this news? It's just heavy stuff. And how do you handle personal situations like what Doug is going through? Dr. Joy joins us in just a couple of minutes here on a good day. It's 41 past the hour.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Dr. Joy Brown joins us right now. And when Joy's around, we always talk about our feelings, our emotions, how to handle situations. And Doug is in quite the crazy situation. Many of us have been through this where you lose a pet. I lost my dog, my border collie, 3 years ago. Was 12 years old, and you get very, very, very attached. It's a hard thing to do. Of course, Doug being Doug Steffens, it has to happen in the craziest of situations while he's traveling on the road, and so it gets even crazier. But Joy, he was so attached to that dog. He may even use the term soulmate. It Doug believes in like this spiritual, like he and Charlotte have known each other for thousands and thousands of years, and this time she just came back as a dog. How do you get through, and let's take Doug out of the equation, maybe because he's a little bit extreme, but when you lose somebody that you're so close to, somebody that doesn't judge you, somebody that doesn't ever give you any garbage back,
yeah,
they just lick you on the face.
Love.
Yeah, it's
They're
just,
happy to see you.
What do you do?
All right, well, first of all, we have to understand that that's the definition of a pet, is it's a love object, that we take our feelings and we invest in that particular that particular organism, whether it's a human being or a house or a car or certainly a pet, is going to be the most responsive. Houses don't necessarily lick your fingers when you come back. So it's a normal kind of experience and very human. And as far as we understand, we're the only species that actually has pets, that other has other species as love objects. So there's that, although you can see in the animal kingdom that there are, you know, that there are associations, but human beings seem to bring it to a particularly extreme, let's say intense emotional involvement. I think from Doug's point of view, the idea that we've known each other before presumably should be a comfort to him at this moment, because you'll know each other again. If you believe in reincarnation, then this is just one of the passages, and what he should be feeling at this moment is certainly a sense of loss that this particular chapter is over. But given his sense of beliefs, there should be some curiosity as, I wonder how we're going to hook up next. Because if you believe in that, and whether it's reincarnation or heaven and rebirth or whatever you believe, if that's your sense, then it's just a question of when, not if. So that should be a comfort to him. The issue of soulmates is always a little bit difficult for me, just because, you know, I usually don't deal with the idea of soulmates with respect to animals, but with respect to dating. And I think it's a dangerous concept. First of all, if we have a soul, the only soul we're ever going to really know is ours, and we have a hard enough time figuring that out. So assuming that somehow somebody else has, or some other thing, has exactly the same phenomenon that we do, where we don't even know what ours is, and then making an association on that basis seems to me highly problematical and one of those theories that's just determined to let you down. So I think deciding that somebody else or something else has the same soul as you do, I think is not a great idea, just because it's so unknowable and it's going to be so much a projection. Instead of viewing that, I think what we need to do in any loss, because that's really what we're talking about, is when we're talking about soulmate, we're saying there can't be a loss because this is the same as I am, and if it's the same as I am, they want the same as I do, and if I want them, they want me. So it's really an insurance policy in some ways against loss, of which there is no insurance policy against loss.
Right.
So what we need to do, I think, when we're either contemplating loss or experiencing it, it's focus on the gift. Focus on why that person or that organism was so important to us and the value we got from that, and focus on that, because otherwise we're going to be always looking back over our shoulders or always.
That's exactly
anxious.
How I look at death, is the gift that I got while that person was in my life.
Yeah.
And thankful that I had it, because otherwise you're right. You will drive yourself crazy.
It's always looking back over your shoulder to say, okay, what's the soul here that we're talking about, or looking ahead and feeling anxious.
Yeah.
That either you're looking back and it's done, or you're looking forward, and I don't know that I can maintain it. So, I mean, I would argue that it's not only true of loss, it's true of life, that what's behind us is done, it's immutable, it's unchangeable. What's ahead of us is to be determined, and we can be curious about it, but curiosity in a lot of people transmutes into anxiety pretty quickly. So you focus on what you got, and the fact that Charlotte was in Doug's life, whether before or will be again, was there. And I think that's what we have to focus on, or it's not only that we're going to diminish our own lives, it's that we're going to diminish the experience of that soul, whatever it is, in our lives. And that's a mistake. Don't do that.
I've struggled with how to handle death, losing some of my best friends, a couple of my best friends, and my dad, so the people that are closest to me. And I decided I did not want to grieve. I didn't want to sit there and have this big, long, you know, time. I wanted to just, you know what?
Celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
And for me, it worked. But
let me just add one thing.
A lot of people need to grieve.
Well, and see, I would argue that all of us do. That there's a wonderful phrase. There are two phrases that I would offer you at this moment. The first is that we need to embrace the sorrow and then let it go. But we probably have to embrace it. That sense. And the sorrow is obviously not for the person who or the animal that's gone on. It's for us.
Right.
We're bereft.
They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
whatever.
Totally fine.
And but the second, I would argue, is this wonderful prayer that I ran across years ago, and
it
really made an impression.
Let's hear it.
Which is, the immortality is achieved in the hearts of those who loved us and the thoughts of those who remember us.
Very nice. Give me that one more time.
Immortality in the hearts of those who loved us and the thoughts of those who remember us.
Yep, there it is. That sums it up. All right, thank you, Joy. Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com. It's 51 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Not a deal.
Aw, man, the Doobie Brothers broke up.
Oh, when did that happen?
What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, hey, I'm gonna ruin a man's life.
Those are clips from Romancing the Stone with Michael Douglas. Thank you very much. From number one movie this week in 1984. This is Eddie Grant, Romancing the Stone. One movie, and they made, what, two of those, Chucker?
They made two of them. They made that one, and they did Jewel in the Nile, which was not as good in quality as the original film. But the whole series really was a knockoff of Indiana Jones. But I must say, I was a big fan. I still am a big fan of Michael Douglas, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, the guy's obviously a legend. You know, that movie was filmed in Colombia, where my wife is from, so lots of cool things down there. All right, so Chucker's here. We do the movie news thing every week or every day and kind of see what's going on in your entertainment world. Chucker, what's happening in the movie news today?
Interesting story here, Rich. Warner Brothers has hired the screenwriter of the Red Dawn remake, his name is Carl Ellsworth, to write a script to reboot the 1984 summer classic Gremlins. This will be clearly, in my opinion, a project of diminishing returns because I just don't think any movie could be as good, any remake could be as good as the original. It is a classic. Although Steven Spielberg and original director Joe Dante will produce the project. In other remake news, the Weinstein Company reportedly will remake the Freddie Prinze, Rachel Lee Cook 90s movie, She's All That. You know, it's funny, Rich, I just woke up this morning and I said to myself, boy, I think the world would be a better place if they remade that Freddie Prinze movie.
You got your wish, Chucker.
And it's going to be produced by Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Other news, Disney's planning a live action, actively pursuing a live action version of Pinocchio. I actually think that's a good idea. The interesting casting choice is who would play Geppetto. I think Robert Downey Jr. would be a perfect fit for that role. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
Filming is underway on a very interesting project, if you haven't heard of it. It's called Suicide Squad. It's over at Warner Brothers. It's a superhero movie that mixes the Dirty Dozen type element, and it takes place in Batman's universe. Jared Leto is going to play the Joker in that movie, and Ben Affleck's going to have a very small part playing Batman, and it will continue into other movies, which will have Ben Affleck as Batman. Will Smith's also in it, and Margot Robbie, who is in The Wolf of Wall Street, plays Harley Quinn, who I believe was the Joker's girlfriend in the comic book series. So this is going to be a very ambitious, anticipated movie that's going to be out next summer called Suicide Squad. So keep that one on your radar.
What's the deal with the new Batman movie? There was all the hubbub about Ben Affleck being the new Batman, and then it's just kind of been off the map. When's that coming out?
Well, the first trailer is going to be attached to Mad Max Fury Road, which I think hits theaters in late June. Batman vs Superman, which it is, it's not a sole Batman movie, comes out in summer of 2016. So they've had a long time to film and do post production to get that movie right. But it's a very important vehicle for Warner Brothers, who really is trying to formulate the same model that Marvel's using with the Avengers and all their superhero universe.
Who's playing Superman in that movie, in the Batman versus Superman?
Henry Cavill, who played him in Man of Steel.
Yeah,
he was really good. He did a great job.
He was very good. What's going on with the James Bond stuff? That's coming out. I'm watching, reading the Hollywood Reporter a little bit here. When's that coming out?
That's coming out, I don't know if it's coming out this holiday season, Christmas or next summer. I'm not sure. It's called Spectra. Daniel Craig wants to get back as 007 for the fourth time. And the good thing about that is that Sam Mendes, the director of the last installment, which was Skyfall, is back. And I think Skyfall was one of the top five best James Bond films ever made. I'm a big, big fan of it. I loved it.
So every movie we've talked about here in the past 4 or 5 minutes has either been a remake or a series, whether you Batman, Bond, whatever it is.
A superhero movie, yeah.
What's the last original movie that you've seen?
That's a good question. I got to give some thought. But like we said yesterday, Rich, here's the bottom line. You know, they're spending huge money on these films, and they want a safe bet. So we're going to be seeing 80% of the movies either remakes, franchises, or superhero movies for quite some time.
Well,
it just is the way. It just is what it is.
I thought it was my kids keeping me away from being able to go to the movies. Maybe it's not. I mean, because I go see all the Bond, I go see all the Batman, I go see all the Superman, I go see all that stuff. That's great. It's fun. But I mean, I'm sure I have, but I can't remember the last original script that I've seen. All right, there it is. 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Thank you, Chucker. Movie
news.
Got
it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.